Well, I completely fell into the personal finance education and advocacy world. I didn't set out like many bloggers today have built careers around their blog because they personally went through a financial crisis and like to share what they learned doing that. That wasn't my experience at all. This was pre-blog world when I did this. But what I found was that it gave me the opportunity to do what I really loved, which was help people. So whether it's through helping people through education or talking one-on-one with individuals about their situation, that's something I discovered that I loved. So I don't come from the certified financial planner world. I really come from a different world, but I like to think that I filled a gap. And the gap is that many people aren't at a place where they feel like they can talk to a financial advisor. Maybe they don't have a lot of money. Maybe they're really struggling with some debt problems. They aren't sure where to turn. And hopefully I've helped some of them with information, advice, and guidance that has helped them look at their options.
Well, how do you understand the intersection of personal finance and a life well lived? In other words, what role should money play in our lives?
Well, I've been thinking about this question for almost three decades now. And money is so fraught for so many people in so many different ways. So it could be due to the way we were raised. It could be to the financial challenges that we face as children, as young adults, as parents, as older Americans. So money is definitely necessary, but it also isn't always a solution. And I think it's easy for us to fall into that trap. And we hear this, you know, don't think that money is going to solve your problems. We read the stories about lottery winners who end up worse off than when they won the lottery. But it's a learning process throughout our life. And I do think it changes. So, for example, in my case, I was raised in a family where my father was very frugal. We didn't have a lot of money, but I had a great childhood in retrospect, just a great childhood. In my 20s, I became very, sort of enamored of the idea of moving up the career ladder and making more money. Now, as I get older, my daughter's in college and we're doing fine. I have less interest in pursuing that as much as pursuing my interest in developing my ability to help people. So I think depending on where you are at your life stage too, money is going to play a different role in how you approach what you're trying to accomplish.